We're continuing the Malach of Gozes, but now we're beginning a different dimension of Gozes. That's Gozes a little bit out of the realm of animals and more into the realm of human beings. So how does one even begin to violate the Malach of Gozes, which is shearing wool on a person's own body? So that's where the sugya begins, with the first of the Ramakamos. So the Mishnah in Shabbos, Nafzari Darum Abeis, quotes, Noto Tzipart of Zubazu, Obashina, V'chein Tzar, V'chein Tzvamo, V'chein Zekano. We'll leave out the Godelas Kachas. It's a different story. Rabbi Lez Mechai Vecham Os Mishim Shvus. So the Mishnah lists off a whole series of different potential applications of Gozes. A person removes his nails, but he doesn't remove his nails by using a nail clipper. He removes his nails by pulling at them, or Bishinov, or he bites his nails, or he removes his hair, but he doesn't remove his hair in a normal fashion. He removes it by pulling on it, by yanking, whatever, different ways of pulling out his hair and nails. So there was a machlokes between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim, whether that is a nisa deraisa or not. So according to Rabbi Eliezer, any removal of hair and nails on Shabbos is an automatic deraisa. And the Chachamim say, no, it's only yasim and derabbanan. What exactly is the issue? So the Gemara continues. I'm Rabbi Elazar here. This is the Amora Rabbi Elazar, who's commenting on the Machlekes HaTanoim between Rabbi Eliezer and the Rabbanan. Machlekes Biyad, about B'kli Chayev. The only time there was a Machlekes, whether we're dealing with the Deraisa, we're dealing with the Derabbanan, that's if, as the Lashna Mishnah is, if a person pulls out the hair, pulls out the nails using his hands, or using his teeth or something. But if a person uses a kli, uses a scissors, a nail clipper, or uses a scissor to cut his hair, so then for sure it's going to be a deraisa. So we see immediately from Rabbi Elazar's formulation as to what the machlekes hatanoim was all about. The starting point of all the tanoim is that removal of hair and nails is a deraisa. That wasn't the question. Machlekes is, well, doing it in this somewhat strange way, does this constitute a deraisa? Or maybe one can argue, this is like a malacha kiliachaya. This is so abnormal to no longer be labeled as a deraisa. We've already seen many times that this klal of kiliachaya is sometimes hard to quantify. Not always 100% sure what qualifies as a kiliachaya or not. So this seems to be the root of the machlekes hatanoim. Everybody agrees that there is a malacha deraisa involved in removing hair and nails, and everybody agrees that a malacha that's done kiliachayad is not a deraisa. It seems to be a technical machlekes. Does this meet the standards of kiliachayad or not? But of course, for our purposes, what's more interesting for us is the statement of Rabbi Elazar the Amora about kli chayev. It means if you use a kli, if you use a nail clip, if you use a scissors, if you use a razor, you use something that's normal to remove hair and nails, so then everybody would agree that you're going to be chayev. And the question is, which malacha are you going to be chayev for? You have to go through the list of the 39 malachas. The one that most likely is applicable is the malacha of Gozes, because Gozes and taking a haircut are not different from one another. One is cutting the wool off of the shearing the wool off of the sheep. One is cutting your hair and nails, things that are growing onto your body, removing off a human body. It doesn't seem to be all that much difference. That's what most of the Rishonim assume, that is in fact the malacha that we're dealing with. There is a possibility, maybe you could touch on the malacha of kotzer, the malacha we spoke about last week, that sometimes may overlap a little bit with gozes, but we're going to assume that not. Let's at least, according to many Rishonim, that kotzer only applies to things that are growing on the ground, then obviously kotzer would not be relevant here, so we're not going to focus on kotzer for this thing. We're going to assume that the malacha deraisa involved in getting haircuts and shaving and cutting nails on Shabbos is a malacha of gozes. So it's clear that the Gemara said it's chayev. It was a Babu Kli chayev. It seems to be an open and shut case. Nevertheless, if you take a look at the second of the Marmakamos, so Tosfos on the spot, Tosfos raises a complication about saying that you're chayev from Malachas Geizeh. He says, Tosfos, Babu Kli Divakol chayev. Hanuk Rabbi Yehuda, the Mechayev, and Malachas Sheretzich Laguf. So it comes Tosfos and says, wait a second. Why is cutting your hair, or why is cutting your nails an issa deraisa? It should be subject to the age-old machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon about a malacha shena tzrich leguf. We just spoke about it last week. Let's just review for a second. There is a machlokes of tanoim about the following shaila. A person carries something on Shabbos that he doesn't particularly want. Rather, his goal is to remove the object rather than to use the object. So the example that the Mishnah gives is Motzias Hameis. A person carries a dead body on Shabbos outside. It doesn't have to literally be that. It could be carrying out the garbage. It could be carrying anything that you don't want around. Is that called carrying the rice or not? So according to Rabbi Yehuda, yes. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you picked it up in the Rishus HaYochid. You took it outside, put it down in the Rishus HaRabim. You did a ma'aseh v'altzah. The fact that your goal was a different goal than was done in the Mishkan was not doing anything. According to Rabbi Yehuda, Hilchos Shabbos is mice oriented, so you're chayev. And Rabbi Shimon disagrees. Rabbi Shimon says no, that even though you did the same pe'ula, you did the same action, the same ma'aseh as Hotzah, the Mishkan, but your intended goal was radically different. In the Mishkan, the intended goal was to use the item. Here, your intended goal is the opposite, is to remove the item. That cannot possibly be a deraisa. Now, even according to Rabbi Shimon, who says that we pattern your goal, your motives, based on the Mishkan, it doesn't have to be identical to the Mishkan. See, in the Mishkan, they carried the crusher, they carried the boards from the wagons into the main thoroughfare of the desert. That was the Malacha of Hotzah. The wagons were shaped as Rishus HaYochids. The main thoroughfare of the desert was Rishus HaRabim. So the Gemara says in Masechta Shabbos, the Malacha of Hotzah was practiced in the Mishkan by carrying the Kerashim on and off the wagons. When you carried them from the wagons to the street, that was Hotzah, that was carrying outside. When you carried them from the street back onto the wagons, that was Hachnasa carrying inside. So those are the two models for the Malacha Deraisa of Hotzah. So nobody says that you're only chayav on Shabbos if you carry wooden boards. Nobody says you're only chayav if you're building a Mishkan. You're only chayav if you're in a desert. So you're chayav if you're in the middle of the winter. And obviously there are certain details of Hotzah, the Mishkan, that are really tangential, that are really irrelevant. But according to Rabbi Shimon, the fundamental purpose of Hotzah, namely that I'm doing it for use, so that aspect of Hotzah for use is a critical component, and therefore anything that's not being done for use is called the Malacha Sheyatzich L'Gufa. That Machlekes, Rabbi Yudin Rabbi Shimon, is not a localized Machlekes about carrying, even though that's where it originally appears in the Mishnah. The Gemara borrows it to all the other Malachas. Every Malacha you have to plug in the same question, is this a Malacha Sheyatzich L'Gufa or not? The Kams tells us and says, if you think about it, in the Mishkan, how did they practice the Malacha of Gozes? They were shearing the sheep in order to get the wool to use the wool. That's like to use the crushim. What if a person does an action of Gozes, but his goal is not to use the item that he's been Gozes? His motive is to remove the item that he's been Gozes. So says Tosfos, that would fall into the category of Malacha Shenetzrich L'Gufa. Therefore, if a person is getting a haircut, if they're removing the hair to use the hair, if they want to make a sheitel out of the hair, that's a malacha deraisa. If their goal is to get rid of the hair because the hair is bothering them, the hair is too long, or the nails, they're not going to use the nails for anything. They're doing a malacha of gozes to remove the nails. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, that would be a deraisa. According to Rabbi Shimon, that would be a derabanan. That's exactly what Taisa says. So Taisa says, in the second of the Maramah Kamos, Hainuk Rabbi Yehuda, when the Gemara says that Yechayev, that means Rabbi Yehuda Shita, the Mechai Malach Sheyatzich L'Gufa. So it sounds like Tosfos is absolutely true. How can you argue with Tosfos? It sounds pasha. So the truth is, in terms of Lomdus, Tosfos sounds like they're 100% correct. But in terms of textually in the Gemara, it sounds very difficult. Because we have a Stam Gemara that in Shabbos study Dalet that says the words B'kli Chayev, that if you cut your nails with a nail clipper, you're Chayev. And the Gemara never bothers to explain this. Oh, by the way, Hamani Rebbe Yehuda, and especially according to many Rishonim, that we don't even paskel like Rebbe Yehuda, it would be very, very strange. You have a Stam Gemara just not even making mention of the fact that by the way, this statement is limited to Rebbe Yehuda's view. So again, it's something just to keep in mind that Tosfos Pshat, very often you find in Rishonim, when a Rishon will analyze the Sugya, so conceptually, the Rishon really fits in perfectly, but somehow textually, it doesn't seem to fit into the words 100% into the Sugya, and that's usually a clear indication there's going to be a Machlekes of Rishonim, and very often, the Rishonim are going to disagree are going to have the exact opposite problem. There's a sheer methodology now. The Rishonim will disagree are going to have a Gevaldige Pshat on the text of the Gemara, but we're going to be sitting there scratching your head, no pun intended, not pulling out the hair, trying to figure out, wait a second, how does this make sense? Conceptually, it doesn't make any sense. So Tosfos is clearly on the side of the conceptually making a lot of sense, but at first glance, seems to be a little more difficult in terms of textually in the Gemara. So Tosfos has already opened up for us the possibility that someone's going to disagree, so we shouldn't be too disappointed. Someone will disagree. So comes the Ramban in the third of the Maamar Kamos. And the Ramban tells us in Shabbos Kufav Amin Aleph, Ukvar damisi zel legozeis v'noto sairo v'tziparnov, bein l'sachin gufo uliapos atzmo, bein l'tzorach haser v'agiza. Comes the Ramban and says, a person could be doing an act of gozes on their hair and nails for one of two reasons. Either because they want to make themselves look nicer, or because they actually want to use the hair or the wool of the nails. Kulon melacha tzrich legufahi, b'pnei she'akol davar echad, v'hanati lohi atzma ha-melacha. There comes the Ramban and introduces us a whole new dimension, a whole new definition in the principle of melacha she'ne tzrich legufa. Says the Ramban, when you cut your hair, when you cut your nails, don't hide behind melacha she'ne tzrich legufa. Don't tell me a story, cutting your hair and nails, that's like removing a mace, which you don't really want to use the mace, so that's not a deraisa, that's a melacha she'ne tzrich legufa, says the Ramban, no. That's not called a melacha she'ne tzrich legufa. It is the gufa. You know what it's the gufa for? You're accomplishing something very, very good. You're accomplishing either you're collecting the hair to make a shekel, or you're giving yourself a nice haircut and you're looking nicer. Either you're using the nails for, I couldn't figure out what, or you're removing the nails to make your fingers look nicer. So says the Ramban, that's called the melacha tzricha legufa. And says the Ramban, hakol davar echad, it's the same thing. What's the difference? Whether your goal is to remove the nails to use the nails, whether your goal is to remove the nails to make your fingers look nicer. Why? Because hanatila hi atzma melacha. The name of the melacha is the act of natila. The removal, the separating of the hair off the body, the separating of the wool off the sheep, the separating of the nails off your fingers, hanatila atzma melacha. And it's tzricha leguf hanatila. You need the guf hanatila. You either need the guf hanatila to use the hair, or you need the guf hanatila, the essence of the removal, to make your head look nicer. Either one of those is called the melacha tzricha legufa. So the Ramban just gave us a whole new understanding of melacha she'ena tzricha legufa. According to Tosfos, the melacha of gozes is 100% equivalent to the melacha of hotzah. Hotzah, the melacha is determined based on the use of the chayfetz. If you want the chayfetz, that's a deraisa. This is all Rabbi Shimon speaking. If you want the object, that's a deraisa. If you don't want the object, then it's a derabanan. So Tosa said the same thing by the hair. If you want the hair, it's a deraisa. If you don't particularly want the hair, you want to remove it to get your head to look nicer, that's a derabanan. The Ramban said no. The Ramban said, you cannot compare those two malachas. Says the Ramban, the malach of Hotzah is all chayfetz oriented. Do you want the object? It's the only question you have to ask yourself to be a deraisa. Do you want the object or not? The answer is yes, chayev. The answer is no, then potter. When it comes to gozes, the question is not do you want the object, do you want the netila? Do you want the removal? Is your goal to be gozes? Is your goal to remove hair off of a head? You can remove hair off the head for one of two reasons. Either because you want hair, or because you want a nicer head. Either one of those answers will qualify as a melacha hatzricha legufa. So now we have the Ramban who's disagreeing with Tosfos, both textually and conceptually. According to the Ramban, textually the Gemara reads like a charm. When the Gemara says that if a person removes the hair, divrei kol chayev, if you give yourself a haircut, you cut your nails, divrei kol chayev, that means everybody says Yichayev. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Eliezer, everybody under the sun, every Tana agrees, cutting your hair on Shabbos, cutting your nails on Shabbos is an absolute deraisa, no questions whatsoever. So textually, the Ramban is gevaldik. Conceptually, we're not quite sure we understand this. This is a very new understanding of Malacha Shantzirich Lagufa. He's pinpointing the Malacha of Gozes and saying, Don't bother me. Don't hack me at China with the chayfetz. I don't really care about the chayfetz so much. What I care about is the etzem hamalacha. And the etzem hamalacha is nikra al shem the netila, and the netila is called a malacha hatzricha legufa. That's the Ramban's chiddush. So we have to take this Ramban and begin to analyze this Ramban, because the Ramban didn't say necessarily there's something very unique about gozes. The Ramban seems to be telling us that there are certain malachas that the emphasis is not so much on the use of the chayfetz, but the emphasis is more on the etzem hamaisa. And the question is, are there any other malachas that are parallel to the malach of gozes that could shed some light or perhaps present problems for this new definition of the Ramban? So there is another malacha that we mentioned just a few minutes ago, we spoke a little bit about last week, which seems, at least superficially, to be somewhat similar to the malacha of gozes, and that's the malacha of kotzer. They're similar in the sense that gozes means wool's growing on a sheep. I take something, scissors, I cut off the wool that's growing on the sheep. That's called malacha's gozes. Kotzer is, I have an apple growing on a tree, so I go ahead and I pluck the apple off. That's called malacha's kotzer. It used to be connected, used to be growing. Now it's been detached. So the malachas are very similar. Now, they're not identical, according to at least many Rishonim. The two malachas of gozes and kotze part ways, because kotze refers only to things that are growing in the ground. That's what many Rishonim said. And gozes applies, obviously, to things not in the ground. So they're similar, yet different. But at least conceptually, there is a certain degree of similarity between them. Things that were growing are now being removed. They're no longer growing. The malachas sound like they're somewhat similar to one another.
Are they looking for the similarity because of the physical aspect of cutting? Or would they be looking for a similarity like Siva, you know, writing? You know, whether you write and scribble and have no result, to writing if you write a letter, would it be apparent?
Yeah. So I don't think that the similarity is because of using scissors. Say if I could use a scissors and cut a piece of chicken or something, that wouldn't necessarily be a malacha. I think that the similarity is much deeper than that. I think it's a similarity that it used to be part of a living organism, and now it's being detached. So the hair used to be part of a living body, now it's detached. The apple used to be part of a living tree, now it's detached. So I think that's
so
pretty similar.
The Easter is killed.
Yeah, is the removal of something that was
not
that was growing.
Not making a chai, meaning
I may want to leave out the word chai for a second. I would use the phrase okadav migidulo. That was a phrase we even had last week in the Gemara Mecharos. Uprooting something from its source of growth. We'll leave it at that.
And why not remove from chai aspect?
Because the malach of gozes is probably violated even if the animal is no longer alive. If a person shears a dead sheep, it's probably called gozes also. So even though it's not okadavar michayuso, but it's okadavar from a place where at one time was being godel. Okay? So if we want to test this Ramban, this new definition of the Ramban, that when it comes to these kinds of malachas, gozes, and perhaps the similarity to kotzer, that we could almost expand the definition of malacha tzricha legufa without focusing on the cheftza per se, but we can zero in on the netila, or the gziza, or the ktsira. So that's going to spell some trouble for us, because there is a gemara in the... It's on the gemaras on the fourth of the Mar Mekomos. The reason why I didn't put this gemara on the Mar Mekomos per se is because I had quoted it in my shurim in yeshiva last year, maybe about 30 times before this malacha. So I was assuming the guys, you know, would know. They saw a toast of Shabbos and Gimel Beis, they would know immediately what gemara was on. So we've quoted it also, but it's not fair because in yeshiva, when we got to Noto Sarvati Panav, we had only been learning Masechah Shabbos for 4 months. Here, we've been learning it for almost for 2 years. So it's possible that someone may have forgotten that Gemara from Ayin Gimel Beis. We'll say it over Balfeh, just to get us back into the swing of things. All the way back in Malachas Kotzer, which is quite some time back that we spoke about the real Malachim Kotzer. The Gemara has the following statement. The Gemara in Shabbos Ayin Gimel Beis says that sometimes you can have one action that can get you into trouble in Shabbos for two Malachas. You can be chayef twice. Now, obviously, we're not going to give you skila twice. It's going to be hard to do. But we can say you chayef koris twice. What's the significance of being chayef koris twice? Well, if you did it b'shogeg, if you did it unintentionally, you can be chayef to bring two karbonos. So the Gemara says a person, in theory, could do one action that can get him for multiple malachas on Shabbos. So one of the examples that the Gemara gives is zoymer v'tzorech le'etzim. Person is Zomer. Now Zomer, you may remember way back to the first of the Malachas of Zerea. Zomer means to prune a tree. So if a person has, let's say, a vineyard, has a grape, something growing on a vine, and there are a lot of extra vines in there that are interfering with the growth of the grapes properly. So the derech of the winemakers is you go ahead and you prune the vines. You go ahead and take off some of the extra branches, so thereby enabling the rest of the vine to grow nicer. That's exactly what the Torah says. It says, sancha lo sizra, v'charbecha lo sizmor. It says concerning Shemitah that you're not allowed to plant your fields, v'charbecha lo sizmor. You're not allowed to prune your grapes. You're not allowed to prune your vineyards. So pruning is not exactly the same as planting. Planting means I take a seed and I put it into the ground. Pruning means that I take something out of the ground in order to make the rest of the stuff grow better. So the Gemara says Beferish on the Fine Gimel Shabbos that Zomer is Chai Mishum Zereya. Just as planting is, I'm enhancing the growth. I'm doing something to make the seeds grow better. Either I'm putting the seeds into the ground themselves, or I'm watering the seeds, or I'm doing something to the ground to make them grow. Anything that enhances the growing of something in the ground falls under the category of the Malach of Zereya. So Zomer is similar to Zareah in that it's also causing the growing of things, but it's a little bit different because it's removing the branches rather than actually making them grow. So if you remember way, way back when we spoke about Malach of Zareah, I think it was the first Shia of Kol HaBoker Masech HaShabbos a year and a half ago. We quoted, there was a, if you don't remember every nuance, we'll still give you on the Bechina. If there's Machlekes of Rishonim, when we say that Zomer is Chayim Shem Zareah, does that mean it's the Av Malach of Zareah? Or does that mean the worst it could be is the Tolda of Zareah? Because it's true that in terms of purpose, it's similar to Zareah, but the action is radically different. I'm not putting something into the ground. If I can, I'm taking something out of the ground to make something else grow well. So that's a technical shaila. But for our purposes, for us, it doesn't make much of a difference. Zomer is an issur d'oraisa of Zareah. So comes the Gemara and says, a person could theoretically do the act of Zomer and be chayef twice. He's what's called Zomer v'tzarech la'etzim. If he prunes the vine, prunes the tree, and not only is he doing it to enhance the growing of the vine, but he's going to use those branches also. He's got to make a fire, he needs a couple of extra pieces of wood for firewood, so he figures he'll kill two birds with one stone. Then he'll go ahead, and he'll be zomer, he'll zomer the wood, vitzarachli eats him, and he needs the wood to make a fire with. So the Gemara says, you're right, you accomplish two things, and you chayef twice. You chayef two chatoses. You chayef once for Zomer, which is Zareah, and you chayef for a second av malacha of Kaitzer, which is harvesting, which is removing something from the ground. So when the Gemara formulates this statement, that you could theoretically be chayef twice for the same action, the illustration that the Gemara gives is Zomer v'tzorech le'etzim. So Tosus on the spot gets very, very nervous. Tosus says, why does the Gemara use the phrase Zomer v'tzorech le'etzim, that he needs the wood? What if he doesn't need the wood? So the implication of the Gemara is, in Ochinami, if he didn't need the wood, Zomer Yechaya for, because he did Zareh, because he's enhancing the growth of the rest of the vine, but Kotze, you wouldn't be Chaya for. Then in Ochinami, you would not be Chaya for that additional Isser of harvesting, because you ain't no Tzarech Li'etzim. That's the Mashmos of the Gemara. The Gemara says Beferish, Zomer V'Tzarech Li'etzim, Chaya Shtayim, implying Zomer V'Ein Tzarech Li'etzim is only Chaya once. So Tosus begins to question, why are you not chayev for the second malach of Kotzer? Lamaisa, I pulled something out of the ground. Whether I wanted to, I didn't want to. Whether I needed the wood, I didn't need the wood. Tachlas, I did accomplish the maisa of Kotzer. So our initial reaction to this Gemara would have been, says Tosus, oh, this must be the Tana of Rabbi Shimon speaking. It must be that Rabbi Shimon, who holds that it's not enough to do an action, but it has to be malach atzricha legufa. You have to do a malacha for the similar purpose of Mishkan. Oh, this is not similar to Mishkan. In the Mishkan, they did kotzer because they needed the items to be kotzer. So they needed the herbs, the spice, the stuff that they were using to dye the wool with in the Mishkan. So they had to detach it from the ground to use it. So anytime I do an act of kotzer, I pull an apple off a tree to eat the apple, that's called kotzer. I harvest wheat to make to eat the wheat, that's called kotzer. I chop wood because I need the wood, that's called kotzer. But if I remove wood to make the tree grow better, that's a malacha she'ena tzricha legufa. So Tosfos starts out by saying, it would appear that that's the pshat in the Gemara. Why does the Gemara make such a fuss of saying, zomer tzarech le'etzim, only if you need the wood are you chayef, implying that if you don't need the wood, you're potter? That's Rabbi Yehuda territory. That's Rabbi Shimon territory. That's Rabbi Shimon speaking. So it comes Tosfos with an about face, and Tosfos says, no. We take a look at the fourth of the Ramakamas. Tosfos says, Nira, the afidal Rabbi Yehuda de Mechayev Melacha Shatzich Legufa, but Inan Tzarch Li'etzim, the Lo Mikre Be'etzim Kotze Elbel Inyan Zeh, comes Tosfos and says, even though in theory this statement of the requirement, the necessity for Tzarch Li'etzim, should have depended on the Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, says Tosfos, it's not. Says Tosfos, it would appear to us that even according to Rabbi Yehuda, if you zomer v'ein tzarech li'etzim, you're not chayef twice. You're not chayef for kotzer. Why? I, Rabbi Yehuda, never heard of this. Malach shatzich legufa is not in Rabbi Yehuda's world. Says Tosfos, even Rabbi Yehuda concedes that there are certain malachas that the tzorech is so critical that the tzorech defines the very essence of the malacha. Comes Tosfos, says, I'm sorry, brisket Tosfos. Sometimes the tzorech of a malacha is in a certain sense tangential. The malacha is violated. The ma'isa malacha, the basic malacha, the structure of the malacha is violated. But the tzorech is necessary to meet the additional criteria called malacha shatzricha legufa. So Rabbi Shimon accepts that necessity of criteria, and Rabbi Yehuda denies the necessity of that criteria. But there are other times where the necessity is so basic, is so fundamental, that in the absence of the necessity, is ois belacha. That's not called a belacha bechlal. Even Rabbi Yehuda would say that's not called a belacha. So Tosis is guessing that the tzorech le'etzim is so much a part and parcel of the definition of belachas kaitzer that even Rabbi Yehuda, who says if you carry mesim outside, you're still chayev, and Rabbi Yehuda says you do other malachas, and it's a chagufi chayev. But kaitzer for etzim, without the tzorech le'etzim, so Tosis says, without the tzorech le'etzim, the lo mikri be'etzim kaitzer ela be'inyan zeh. That's the definition of the malach itself. This is an example of where Tosfos once again fits in beautifully textually, because here's the opposite of Tosfos before. Here Tosfos fits in beautifully textually because the Gemara says Zom v'tzorch li'etzim chayev, and it doesn't relate it to the Machlokes Rabbi and Rabbi Shimon, but conceptually the Tosfos is not very difficult, because how do you know? Who told us? How did Chazal figure out the lo mikri etzim b'kaitzi elamin yonzeh? That's quite a loaded statement. That should be true. So we have to, if there's a munus chacham on this one, Tosfos is telling us that Chazal sized it up. This is part of the definition of the melacha. So we're going to accept this Tosfos. But Tosfos is telling us that the tzorech of eitzim is so critical, so fundamental, that not only is the absence of the tzorech of eitzim potter according to Rabbi Shimon, it's potter even according to Rabbi Yehuda. This sugya does not bode well for the Ramban. Because what did the Ramban tell us? The Ramban told us when it comes to the malacha of gozeis, so the Ramban says, I don't really care whether the tzricha legufa is in the chefza, whether the tzricha legufa is in the gufa natila, whether it's in the gufa other, that doesn't bother me, says the Ramban. Malacha is gozeis, that's the way it is. It's always called the malacha tzricha legufa. Any tzorech whatsoever, tzorech of the wool, tzorech of the hair, tzorech of the nails, tzorech of the body, tzorech of the head, tzorech of the figure, any tzorech whatsoever, automatically it's called a malacha hatzricha legufa. According to the way Tosfos is sizing up the Gemara and Shabbos Daf Ayin Gimel, when it comes to at least to malachas kotzer, the exact opposite is true. When it comes to malachas kotzer, it's not enough that I'm trying to improve the tree. Improving the tree is the halachic equivalent of making my head look nice. Whereas Tosfos is saying improving a tree is not called the malacha hatzricha legufa. Not only is it not called the Malacha Tzricha Legufa according to Rabbi Shimon, it's not even Chayev according to Rabbi Yehuda. According to Tosfos, Malachas Kotzer is so fundamentally geared towards the result of the Chayfetz, unless you want that wood, it's not Kotzer. So Tosfos is so convinced that Malachas Kotzer is so Chefetz oriented that anything which does not have to do with the Chefetz is automatically potter, bein l'ruder, bein Rabbi Shimon. So according to Tosfos, removing wood to improve a tree is gornish, that's not kaitzer, according to anybody. That seems to be the exact opposite of what the Ramban is saying vis-a-vis the malach of gozeis. That gozeis, according to the Ramban, you name it, it's chayev. You need the wool, it's chayev. You need the hair, it's chayev. You need the nails, it's chayev. You don't need the hair, you're also chayev. You don't need the nails, you're also chayev. As long as you're doing something positive, either for the chayfetz or for the gufa adam, that automatically falls under the category of malachas gozeis. Now, I'm not saying that kotzer and gozeis are identical. I'm not saying this as a kasha, like, hey, wait a second, how could Tosfos say this here and the Ramban say this there? I'm just making ha'ara that we would have thought the malachas are very close. Our starting point to these malachas was that they seem to be, out of all the 39 malachas, these are about as close as you can get, and yet the Rishon were giving us radically different definitions as to what exactly concept is the malacha tzrich l'gufa.
Is there an internal question within Tosfot? Because by gozes, Rabbi Yehuda clearly says chayev.
Right. So even if it tells us, there is a question here. So again, obviously the answer is going to lie in the fact that gozes and kotzer are not as identical as we thought they were. You have to go up with some kind of a hagdara, which is going to be kind of hard to put our fingers on what exactly that hagdara is. But again, just to show you that this original machlekes taisus and the Ramban, we're learning gozes now, we're not really learning kotzer now. The machlekes taisus and the Ramban vis-a-vis gozes has to really be understood properly in light of what the Rishonim are saying in terms of malachas kotzer. But getting back to the malach of gozes, we have now a major machlekes potentially lemaisa here. When the Gemara says you cut your hair or your nails with a kli, you chayev, so Tosfos says, yeah, that's Rabbi Yehuda. But Rabbi Shimon, no. And the Ramban says, no, that's Bein Levi Yehuda, Bein Rabbi Shimon. So hopefully, Mitzvah tomorrow, we have to continue from this point how this is going to spill over lemaisa. Isn't it?